We are in the middle of Sif Aleph and Simon Reish and Gimel. Let us start from the end of the second line. Aval im nisbashel tas, if he put on a kirab, food that was partially cooked, the line nisbashel kol tochai, but wasn't completely cooked. Tafilun is bashel kol tochai, tafilun was completely cooked. But if it will get drier, more crispier, he's happy with this. So then he's not allowed to put it on the kire, hashinam, because we're afraid shema yechate. He might go and stir the coals. Let's just see the Mishnah Berurah. Shema yechate sivkot yud beis lemayer bishulai, to make the cooking go quicker. Can they let, if it's not completely cooked, can they let el balayla? They should eat it at night. Or can they say it's stomach yofe, or it should be very crisp? And therefore, since we have these chashashis, that he might be mechate the gecholim, so he's not allowed to put on such a tavshul on a kirev. Elo im kein gorach. There are two oifanim that he's permitted to put a tavshul that is not completely cooked, or mitzamik v'yofoloi. There are two oifanim he's permitted to do it. Eitzin number one is gorach. What does gorach mean? Dahainu shahoitzi mimenu kol hagecholim. He took out all the coals. So if he took out all the coals, there is nothing to be mechate. There's no coals to be mechate. Oy kotam. So there's a second item. Tahainu shekisa hagecholim beifer. He covered the coals that are burning beifer with ashes. And what is the purpose of this? Lemayet chumam. By putting ashes over the coals, he's diminishing the heat that is coming out from the coals. Now, let us see the Mishnah Berurah. Let's see, Sivkotn Yud Gimel. Shahoitzi mimenu chutz lekirev. He took out the coals from the kirev. Umutar bozer, and that's sufficient. V'chein b'kotam, or if he poured ashes over the coals, and this is mutar filu rak nisbashel tas, even though it's only partially cooked. This is mutar. What is kotam? Shekiso hagecholim. He covered the coals with ashes. Hainu kol hagecholim. He covered all the coals. Vein tzorech liktoim acheein nikel shom eish klau. He doesn't have to pour ashes on the coals until he completely extinguishes the fire that the coal is giving out. Rak b'kisui eifa koshohu milamayla apneim sagi. It is sufficient that he covers the coals he sprinkles ashes over the coals. He doesn't have to. He just is putting a thin layer of ashes over the coals. And that is sufficient. What is the accomplishment of putting the ashes? What does he accomplish by putting the ashes? So there are two mahalchen to understand this. We'll see later the lashon of the Mishnah Berurah. One of the mahalchen is that by diminishing the heat that the coals are giving out, by putting ashes over the coals, he's diminishing the heat, that's for sure. So that shows he was Messiah Das from using these coals. That means if he would have any hava minen, that he's later going to stir the coals, so he's doing the exact opposite now. So by pouring ashes over the coals, that shows he was Messiah Das from doing anything. It's done and over with. He covered the coals. He even diminished the heat that the coals are giving. So that shows from his actions that he doesn't have an intent. He doesn't have an intent to do something with the coals. That is one mahalach. We will elaborate this soon. Another mahalach is that he has a heker. That means when he will want to stir the coals, he'll open up the kirer, and he sees in front of him there's ashes over the coals. So, good morning. So the ashes which are here now will serve as a heker to remind them that Shabbos and say won't clear the coals. So we have two explanations how Kittum works. Either it's a Hesach Adas, that is, that he shows that he has no interest, he has no intent to stir the coals by covering the coals now. Or I have a heker later, and we will soon see an afkamina. But let us first end the Mishnah Berurah. Now, let's say he sprinkled ashes over the coals, and this diminished the heat. And later, the coals revived themselves, and it's burning again. That means this was only a temporary diminishment of the heat. The apilu uvaro achar kach. Surely, this is also sufficient. So they bring down on this thing that uvaro achar kach means he put down the pot already, and then he put ashes, then he put down the pot. And then later, 5 minutes later, he sees that the fire got stronger again. So that's irrelevant. Because when he put down the pot, it was ashes over the coals. The kilo was taken care of. So it's mutter already. But let's make a different scenario. He put down the ashes, and he's going back to take the pot. He opens up the kitchen, and he sees whatever he had done, the fire is strong again. So then that what he had put the ashes before will not help. That's what we say that it helps. That means only when he put down the tamshul, this is a kilo that is taking care of everybody. This is Akita that we see was Messiah Das. So what'll happen later is irrelevant. But if when he puts down the pot, already the fire was misgabel, and the accomplishment of the ashes are not to be seen anymore, then it won't help. That is, that they bring down from the ritual. Let us finish the Mishabur. These are types of kol she'ino memarim li'kovos, that they will not easily extinguish. Gam ken shoy. V'hatam v'chozer. Even the Gila Datoi, the Laiboy Le Geholim, he doesn't need the Geholim because he's putting ashes now to diminish the heat that the Geholim are giving out. Sagi, the Bevadai Loyose Le Hatuye. He will not, so I don't have to be afraid. And here we see the Mishnah Berurah mentions this svara which we mentioned before, Gila Datai, when he put on the ashes, that shows that he's not interested in using the coals and stirring the coals because he's diminishing the heat that the coals will give out. Now, let us just speak about our stovetops. Our stovetops, most of them hold that when we put a blech over the flame, so this is similar to Kittum. This is similar to Kittum because we are diminishing the heat that the flame is giving out. So this Hesach Hadash, just like the ashes, which diminish the heat, show that he's not interested in making the fire bigger because Adarabim, he's diminishing the heat that is there. That was called a Hesach Hadash from the Geholim. So by putting a blur over the flame, we also have the same thing. And the second svara we have a hacker also, because now we have the blech in front of him, which is not normal. Normally you don't cook with a blech. So this will remind him not to raise the heat. So we have here these two svaras with a blech. Number one, it's a hesach hadash, and number two, it's a hacker. Now there's a very interesting shaila. What will be the din, and perhaps many people don't know this. A person puts down the blech, trying to put down the blech, the sholem down the blech already, sholem al Yisrael. We pass by 5 minutes, we see, it's not good, the sholem isn't cooking, it won't be good. So what do we do? So we lift the blech. Well, they cause the whole blech, the shoulder down the blech. We lift the blech, or let's say if the knobs are not covered, we won't even lift the blech. Let's say the knobs are not covered. We'll talk about the knobs soon. So you have a blech over there, and you look into the, 15 minutes later, you look into the shoulder part, the fire is too small. So what do we do? No, before Shabbos, the fire is too small. So what do you do? No problem. Make the fire a little bigger.
No problem.
What?
It's no problem.
It's a big problem. It's a big problem. What's the big problem? What? Yeah, because the whole accomplishment was, we were Messiah Das. When we put down the blech, we diminished the fire, we were Messiah Das. left on the bike. We won't do anything. 15 minutes later, we just showed him. So this, that is Mevato, the Hesach Hadas that we had made till now. Before we said we were Messiah Das from the flame, the finish, the black, we made it last. And now 15 minutes later, we make the flame bigger. So therefore, all the poskim say, if you have a problem, the fire is too small, take off the black. Don't, it's very convenient to make the fire bigger with the black on, but halachically, it's not so possible. Others hold it's no good. Because we just defeated the accomplishment of Amlech. The council of Amlech was with Messiah Das in the flame. And now you're showing that I wasn't Messiah Das in the flame. Rabbi Yashiv said, B'diyavid, if he didn't take off the black and he made the fire bigger, so we have the second svara. We said it's a hekel. That means in Shabbos I'll see the blech in front of me, so I have the hekel. So b'diavad Rabbi Yashiv holds that if I did not do what I should have done, b'diavad it will be mutter. But l'chatchila, this is a very important halacha. L'chatchila, if one wants to change the status of the flame, after he put on the black, so the proper, logically, the one should take off the black, change the flame, and then put back on the black. That's what one should do. That's one halacha. Now, a second halacha, when we're speaking about a black, there's a big tumult in the Gedolei Achronim. Do you have to cover the flame? Do you have to cover the knobs also? Is covering the knobs sufficient? That's a whole tumult. Most poskim hold, Rav Moshe says, Me'iker, then you have to cover the flame. We have to do, but Chazal did. Our blech is a limud from the kitum. Chazal said, we have a problem. You're putting a pot on a flame. You might stir the flame. So the eighth is, diminish the heat of the flame by pouring ashes over it. That's what you have to do. That's what Chazal said. So if I put a blech over the flame, that is sufficient. Others say that it is proper to cover the knobs also, because the eighth of Chazal was that when the flame is covered, I won't come to stir the flame because I see the ashes in front of me. So the ashes help that it shouldn't stir the flame. But here, what I'm going to do is turn the knob. So the black doesn't help me not to turn the knob. So it's preferable to have a black that covers the knobs also. But Me'ikar HaDin, most poskim hold that it is not, you're not mechuyim to do it, but sicher preferable. And that is the mekayim of Ablech. That's from this din, which we just learned now, as an Indian of Kitum. This is what we do, we are covering the Aish, and it's either a Hesach Adas that we will not chapel with the flame anymore, we're even making it smaller, or we said it's a Svara of Heker. Yes. Now, let us go further. So now we hear the Mechabo said this, and then if we have a tavshil that we are afraid he might stir the coals because it's not completely cooked, or it's not, if it will be crispier, he'll enjoy it better. So we are afraid he might come to do something in Shabbos. So we need this item of Gollum or Kotel. Fine. Now, let's go further. Im nosan bo chaticho chayot. Now the Machaber says, we had learned yesterday, the person put a raw piece of meat, he wants to cook a raw piece of meat right before Shabbos, and the zikr will not be enough time. The zikr will not be enough time that the meat should be cooked by the sunnah salaylo. So he's Messiah last, and so this meat will be cooked for the next day. So we're not afraid he will be mechatel. That's what we had before. If he wants to cook raw meat. So now the Machaber says, Afilu the kavshul. The iketavshul is not the raw meat. The iketavshul, he has other things there. But he puts, right before Shabbos, he puts one piece of raw meat into the tavshul. That means, since this is part of the tavshul, and this chalet of the tavshul will first be ready tomorrow morning. It will not be ready tonight. So this is also muta. We had mentioned yesterday that many poskim hold bismaneinu, it is not kedai to rely on this heter. God, I just saw a new smother that Henkin writes. That Henkin writes, he says, you have to put it before Shabbos. He says, when is before Shabbos? According to the Rabbeinu Tam, the Shkia is better 55 minutes after our Shkia. Or let's say, Ramosha says in New York, it's 40 minutes after our Shkia. So according to the Rabbeinu Tam, if we're going to put it before the first Shkia, so that's not before Shabbos. It's cooking 40 minutes already. According to the Rabbeinu Tam, it's cooking, you didn't put more meat, and you put it by 40 minutes later, it's done. So we don't know when before Shabbos is. I mean, Bisman Chazal, they knew. Bisman Chazal, either they passed like the Rabbeinu Tam, or they passed like the Goyim. I mean, Bisman Chazal, there was no suffix. Well, look, we have a suffix. So Rabbeinu says, so how could we rely on putting a raw piece of meat right before the Shkia? We don't know when the Shkia is. So Memela, that's one of his times. But Venus V, there are Mekilim, and Amoshe's Mekil, the Rav Shmuel Bozner's Mekil. So when one is in a pinch, yes, Yami Litzmai, to put raw meat there. And to be not for tonight's suda, for tomorrow's suda. The shayla, he needs for tomorrow's shkolin. He just got to meet 2 minutes before the shkia, or others even are meikol before Kabbalah Shabbos. But we're speaking about when a person finds himself in a very difficult situation, that he just found out he has 20 guests are coming tomorrow, and he had a very small cholin, so he just takes out now from the freezer a big chunk of meat and puts it in the fish and ham cholin for his 20 guests. So, yes, Lono Amilitmoy, Ramosha was Mekel, Rav Shmuel Bozner was Mekel. So, I'll come on him. This is a, yes, Lono Amilitmoy, Mishat Adchak, Abul Achatzulim. It is not Kedai to rely on this Hatzel. Fine. Now, let's go further. So the Mechans of Inosim Bochaticha Chaya, Mutaki Lohoise Kula Chaya. So then we consider like the whole capsule is raw. By his Descartes, Messiah, that Elimeno, so he realizes that this will not be usable for tonight, so then he'll use it first for tomorrow. Now, Va'afilu eino grufo. Now he says, Afilu yemakire, that is not grufo. The kire is coals burning. Uktume, and he did not put ashes on it. One is permitted to be Seimer a Kedeiro. Now, let's just see a picture, we'll know what we're talking about. Let us say, here is the Kire. This is the Kire. Here's a fire burning in the Kire. Nothing, there's no grufa, no ktume. So he can't put, on top of it, he can't put the tavshil because it's not good. But he can take this kedeiro and put it next to the kira. Now we have to understand the walls of the kira were not insulated. They were hot. So by putting a pot before Shabbat, next to the kelim, he's gonna have a hot tavshil tonight. This is mutter. Smith is mutter. Al-gabi akire, toich akire is also. Because he didn't do anything with the ash. The coals are there, he didn't put any ashes on it. But smith is mutter. Why is smicha mutter? What is the maila of smicha? So, there's two reasons. One reason is that he won't accomplish too much by stirring the coals. That means if the pot is on top of the kire, stir the coals will accomplish a lot. Here, since it is only next to the kire, so the accomplishment will not be sufficient enough that he should, to motivate him to stay in the cold. Because Venishvi, the Tzneire is here, and the fire is inside. So therefore, they were matter. And the second thing is the Heker also. The Heker, if it's over here in the morning, the snake is over here, not on top of the kid. So this is a hecker. This will remind him that he won't stir the coal. So this is the next halacha. So he says, even if it's not grufa, not kedume, muta lishmech lo kedeiro b'somo chutzolo. He's allowed to take a pot and put it next to the kid. Period. Now let us see the Mishnah Berurah. Zivkotin Tesvo. Mutter Lishloch Lo. Yet now he brings a Machlokes Apoiskim. Yesh Oimrim Deloy Shorin in Hoche. Kim Hasmiche Be'erev Shabbos Lahash Hoiso Misha Tersha. That means this is only Mutter Erev Shabbos. If it's dark, right before Shabbos, which Shehiya is also, but Smisha is Mutter. That's it. That's all. Right before the Shehiya, he's allowed to put it next to the Kira. Avalahazir b'Shabbos. But if it was there before Shabbos, like this, we will, Yitz Hashem, eventually learn the lochas of Chazorim. The locha is, if you have, let's talk about if a person had a pot that was on a blech before Shabbos, so halachically he's allowed to take it off and put it back again with certain conditions. each other. He's putting in that whole chazorah. It was on there before Shabbos. He's allowed to return it to the previous status. So now the Mishnah Berurah brings down a machloket. If something was summer before Shabbos, which is Muslim, is he allowed to take it away and put it back again in Shabbos? It's by, do we have a heter chazorah by Smith? That he brings a machlokes abroiskim. Yes, I'm rim the loy shirin and ochekim as me, berim Shabbos, la shahoiso misha tefshad, ava la hazer be Shabbos, but if it was there before Shabbos, and now I want to return it, I took it away, you want to put it back, also a filo besmiche, virak lislo reshni amusker besoif asif muta filo bechazorim alfi haifanim amabor besif beis. That means according to this day, it's also going to have a day at the end of the seif. According to that day, it'll be muta. Aval kama achoinim chilkim al zem, Vidatom the Chazore Bismicha Muta Lekule Almer. They hold that just like Shehi is Muta, Chazore is also Muta. And it's a bigger Kule, Vafilu Bismicha Lechatchila Bishamish Yesh Mekule. Others hold. A bit cooler, if you have a hot, you have, let's say I have a hot meat that was Allah-ish. Let us just figure out a scenario that I have hot meat. So the din is, the din of chazorim, let's say one of the conditions of chazorim is when I took it off the blech, I had the kavanah to put it back again. Right? So then that's one of the conditions. A second condition, you shouldn't put it down. Okay, you took it off, you're holding it in your hand, you'll have to put it back. If you put it down, it's too late. Okay, there's a lot of conditions when chazorah is mutter. So let us just say a scenario. A person took off the pot from the blood. He didn't think about anything. He put it down. Fine. So forget about it. You can't put it back on the blood. So, but they are hoisting that home, that smicha will be mutter. That means, lechatchila in Shabbos, if the meat is still hot, and I have it in the kiddush, and by putting it next to the kiddush, it will remain hot, so lulu, in Shabbos, this is mutter. Lechatchila to put it in Shabbos. This is not old chazorim, because what was before became mutter. So that's the third day. Vafilu besmicha lechatchila. I don't know if we have something equivalent to smear. We have something that is hot. We would have such an oven. The walls of our ovens are not hot, but maybe if you have a toaster oven or something, that could be the wall. Something that the walls are hot, you'll have to put it next to it. That would be smithing. You'll have something, or maybe, I don't know, if you have something that's hot, you'll have to put an urn or something, whatever it is. If you have something that's hot, you'll have to put it next to it. Yeah. Something, so that would be mutter. Chidera. Mutalismalach, chidera, besama, chutzalach. Chidera, ainu gamkein, afilulainis, basla, slis. Even the Einai Elisoymech Lomi Bachut, we're talking about Shia now, Lechoma Haikiri Migrufo Ktuma now, so since I'm putting it next to it, it's not worse than a group of stumim. As we mentioned before, because he won't gain anything from stirring the coals if it's only next to it. Mutusham lahashes avulay nishbas lo kidei shlis uchanal. Vishamach hutsalah? היינו אפילו מיד סלדס במוקי מהו. Even it's yad סלדס, this will also be מותר. אגב אוכם, there is a machlokes, so a person has a hot radiator, a person is allowed to make shehiya erev Shabbos on the hot radiator. Others hold that this is mutam. Rabbi Yashin doesn't hold it. But Rabbi Moshe was mutam. Rabbi Moshe holds that some of the radiator, you don't have the Shema Yechata, so perhaps smicha, I mean, on top of it, there's some is shiya, but next to it, a hot radiator would have nicha be smicha, so it would be mutam. Others hold shiya is also mutam. Now, v'im usko b'kash oy b'gavobar. That means, till now we were speaking about a kiram, that the fuel was wood or coals. So after it burnt, there still are coals that one is capable of stirring. So then we have here the problem of chitur. What is if the fuel in the kira was straw? Now, straw is unique. When it burns, it burns. It's burning. And when it's not burning, there's no coals. So what is the din? So kash, the gabobob, is a fuel which meets out the fuel. There's no efshalos of Shema Yechata, because when it's burning, it's burning. When it's not burning, there's nothing to stir. So now, let us see. V'muska b'kash oy b'gevove, muta lisha yisur, aleo afil einu legufo v'legtumah. The bob is also a type of a straw. The type of a straw, it's that what you gather from the field. The type of a straw that does not leave over coals. So here the Machaber said, now a new heter. Before we're talking about if the fuel has coals. If the fuel has coals, there's a possibility this might bring to Shiloh Shabbos. If he can stir the coals in Shabbos, to make it hotter and they'll come to Chilul Shabbos. But if the fuel is kash v'gavovim, so there's no problem. That's what the Mechaber says. Now there's a very interesting bir halacha. The bir halacha blames by a tzachin. He doesn't know pshat. V'im huska really means that it was heated up and it burnt out already. You have a hot kira. So that means really the case of the Machaber speaking about, they heated this man Chazal when the fire was burning, really they didn't put anything in the kira because it was burning. They heated up the kira with this kash. Now it's nice and hot. Now there's no cold anymore. So now you can put the pot inside. There's nothing but to worry about. There's no cold to stir. So the Bir Aloch declares a shayla, what if you have a lot of kash in this kira, and it's burning away, is it also a muta? So one side he holds, then it's muta, because if it's burning, there's nothing for me to do. It's burning. And the minute it stops burning, there's also nothing for me to do. These mechadas could be it's mutter. Or could be it's only mutter when it burnt out already and you have nothing left. See, he blames but so seen. But we have here a case that we have here a oven that mitzad the oven, it's impossible to stir the coal because the fuel was kash, so there's nothing to do. So it's muta. So now let's speak about a hot plate that doesn't have any, there only has one temperature. A hot plate that only has one temperature. So other poiskim say, oh, this is Kashmir Gavoda. That means the mila of Kashmir Gavoda was that you don't have, there's no chash of Shema Yechata. Because there's nothing there, because there's nothing to stir. There's no cold, there's nothing. The other place you want to compare a hot plate without cold, to this halacha. The Moshe wants to compare this, I think of Shmuel Vosner, also wants to compare this. Yeah. Linda Gise, Rabbi Yashiv is Machma, the Chazanish was Machma, and the Elf, no. This was, you have over here, an Aish, not Kashu, will go over, you have nothing inside, just here. Here you have an Aish inside, you can't control that, but here you have an Aish. So here there was a Takonus Chazal, you need to take Ktuma. So what is Ktuma? He says you have to take heavy aluminum foil and put it over the hot plate, and that makes it Ktuma. This is what the Chazanish and Rabbi Yashiv held. So we have here a machlokes. But they say you need heavy aluminum foil. And heavy aluminum foil diminishes the heat. So this can be considered too much. Light aluminum foil doesn't accomplish too much. So, and then there's another chesed, another say, sometimes you're always covered with light aluminum foil, but it shouldn't get patched up for dirty. So it doesn't accomplish any hecky whatsoever. When you use the hot plate, you put out aluminum foil, it shouldn't get. But they say a heavy aluminum foil, then Yashu says you shouldn't use it a whole week with this, because then you, that means special for Shabbos, you put on this heavy aluminum foil, so this will make it stume. So again, so we have a machlekes by a hot plate, is this similar to Kashmir Gavoda, and you don't need any hekel whatsoever, and that's Rav Moshe and then Rav Shmuel Vosner. That's right, Rav Moshe's maker. So it's similar to Kashmir Gavoda. And the Chazanish and Rabbi Yashin are Mahima. And you do need something. Group? No, we don't have any. That's right. Group, you have to, I mean, group, you have to take a shot like that. By our oven. Our ovens are red. Well, but their ovens were healthy.